You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Okay, so I spoke with Eva Sherwood, Chair of Tech Women and Board Member of NZ Tech, about the gender gap in New Zealand's tech industry. So last week, New Zealand was found to be the 7th most gender equal country in the world by the World Economic Forum. However, women currently make up only 30% of New Zealand's tech industry. So I started by asking Eva about what women's involvement in the tech industry has looked like in the past.
So to date, in New Zealand, women make up about 30% of our workforce.
Okay, so how well do you think New Zealand is doing in terms of gender equality?
So we're doing really well on the world stage. The report that came out recently said that we've actually closed 80% of our gender gap, and that's on things like educational achievement and political empowerment, amongst other things.
So why do you think we are seeing such a big gap in the tech industry as opposed to in other industries or compared to New Zealand as a whole?
The tech industry, I guess, is similar to a lot of industries which have been predominantly male-dominated for a number of years, where women have struggled to find interest in joining the sectors as well as found it hard to progress into more senior levels of management. The diversity statistics for New Zealand have actually remained reasonably steady over time, and we're not, with all of the focus that we've got around diversity and inclusion and trying to get more women into technology, we're still not seeing a significant increase in the number of women coming into the sector.
What do you think are the main things that discourage women from joining the tech industry?
I think the reason we've got such kind of low levels of involvement with women in tech is actually a number of reasons. And I have a lot of people come to me and say, how can I fix this? And there isn't a single answer and there isn't a silver bullet for solving this problem. And as someone once said, it's kind of death by a thousand cuts. So at education levels, we've already seen kind of a gender split between girls being interested in pursuing STEM subjects. A study that was done recently in New Zealand said only 3% to 15-year-old girls were interested in pursuing technology as a tertiary career pathway. So already before they're even kind of 18 and entering our workforce, we're seeing a split between the genders in terms of pursuing these career opportunities. Then once women get into technology sector, we're kind of surrounded by men, and we're, I guess, faced with some of the historic biases being kind of against women in the space. We have a lot of women come in, but then maybe they won't stay and may choose to pursue other careers or other forms of work, whether that be being a stay-at-home mum or working in a different sector.
If women being discouraged from entering tech sort of starts at an early age, how early do you think we should be tackling that in schools?
So I've read some research which says we already start to see that split away from science at about 6 years old, which is quite a shocking statistic. And there's some wonderful programs in New Zealand like Code Club Aotearoa, which is focusing on trying to encourage girls into coding. And they've actually got some great responses in New Zealand. So I'm really encouraged about future generation. We're going to start seeing those girls coming into our workforce in 15 or 20 years. But at the moment, what we're doing with Tech Women in New Zealand is we run an amazing program called Shadow Tech Day. And that takes girls who are kind of NCA level one or just before that, when they're about to start choosing their subjects which might lead on to particular tertiary pathways. We bring them into our workplaces. They come in for a day and they see what kind of a real job in tech is like. And one of the things that we want to show girls is that it's not just coding, although there's wonderful, amazing jobs in the coding space, but it's also about business analysis and project management and sales and marketing. And that the tech sector really has this really broad set of roles that women can really contribute to in a really exciting career option.
What would you say to those who would say that programs like that, or maybe quota systems that seek to include women in the tech industry, are favouring women instead of just helping them?
If we had a 50-50 split of participation in the tech sector, I would say that that would be absolutely a correct statement. But at the moment, we only have 30% participation. So we need to have active programs which encourage more females into tech.
What do you think the government should or could do in order to help close the gap in the tech sector?
I would always love to see more programs coming through in our school and education system that encourage computational thinking. There's some amazing stuff that the Ministry of Education has already put into our curriculum around the digital pathway. But I think more can be done about joining up industry with teachers in schools. So very hard with our amazingly ever-changing world in the technology sector for educators in schools to keep up. And I think that a closer bond between industry and schools is needed in order to not burden our teachers with needing to know everything, but also showing our girls that there are these really interesting things happening in industry, so when they come out of our education system, they can quickly get productive into jobs.
So what do you think are the best ways to get women into tech?
First of all, we need to be able to show our best women in New Zealand as role models for our future generations. So we have a really low participation rate of women in some of our awards programs. We've got a great program called the High Tech Awards. And sometimes we really struggle to get female business owners or female leaders to apply for awards. And so we need these women to be put on stage. We need our role models to be demonstrating that there is amazing success to be had in tech in New Zealand, and that you don't have to be a boy or a man to do that. We need to have more opportunities for women to be mentored. Tech Women have a program running at the moment called Mentoring Circles, which pairs up women with multi-mentees so that we're distributing, I guess, the small amount of women in leadership roles in tech with a large amount of women who really want to have that close connection with a female tech mentor. We can work on our recruitment campaigns, so the old way of just putting up a job ad and kind of expecting people to answer it isn't actually the way that females want to be recruited. We're really much better when we're shoulder tapped or when people kind of encourage us into those roles. We need to have senior male leaders engaged in this conversation. We need to have the men who are sitting in our C-level suite and on our governance boards and our male hiring managers to be actively engaged in how do we encourage more women to want to be recruited into the technology sector. And the other thing is that we need to be retraining people to come in. So we've got a finite group of people in technology, men and women in New Zealand, and we actually need to grow that pool. So I think there's a bit of responsibility that businesses need to take to grow that new pool of resources that we're going to need. So it means potentially taking people out of jobs that are potentially not going to be needed in a few years' time and starting to reskill those people now into the technologists that we need them to be for the future.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.